So we're going to end this hour where we began it, on the question of counting votes and the frustration of just not having the votes when it counts.
I very much regret it. I tried my best, but my best, I guess, wasn't good enough.
It's a frustrated California Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein admitting that an assault weapons ban will not be a part of any new legislation on gun violence in the wake of the Newtown, Connecticut tragedy. It was the big issue, but not the only one there on Capitol Hill yesterday. Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick had a chance to speak with Senator Feinstein, as well as a few Republican congressmen. Todd, welcome to the show.
Hi, John.
So no assault weapons ban. That doesn't mean there's going to be no gun violence legislation, but divisions between Harry Reid and Dianne Feinstein, yes?
Well, that's right. And you could call it a comprehensive gun bill is going to be coming to the Senate floor, John, sometime after the 2-week break that's coming up here for Easter and Passover. Now, I just misused the word comprehensive because we found out yesterday, finally, that it won't be. Senator Dianne Feinstein, the champion of the 1994 assault weapons ban, which Harry Reid voted against, acknowledging yesterday that Harry Reid told her that it won't be in the bill that reaches the floor. Now, she'll still get a vote. The Senate will still vote on the assault weapons ban, but the difference here is if it's not in the bill, she'll need 60 votes to get it into the bill. Those 60 votes don't exist. If it had been in the bill, opponents would have needed 60 votes to get it out. And you say, well, doesn't Dianne Feinstein have the 40 votes to keep an assault weapons ban in a gun bill in the wake of Newtown and Aurora? Harry Reid told reporters yesterday it doesn't even have 40 votes, probably including his. There will be no assault weapons ban in any gun legislation that passes out of this Congress, John.
Wondering what the White House reaction is, because they were really calling for some sort of action here. And what we're seeing really in the Congress over the last few weeks is a sign of divisions between the White House and Democrats, divisions between Democrats and Democrats, and even some interesting possible alliances between Republicans and Democrats on a variety of issues. So, first of all, what's Dianne Feinstein's view on this controversial drone question that really is dominating at least the debate in the Senate?
And Dianne Feinstein's view is paramount because she is the chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee. Ever since John Brennan's nomination and approval as CIA director, the Attorney General Eric Holder up on the Hill testifying about the drone program and release of White House memos and Justice Department memos on how the president and his team select suspected terrorists to be killed, including some Americans, this has become a big debate. Now, Dianne Feinstein is negotiating possible legislation. It might take a while to bake, John, but they want to really what they want to do is change the way the White House informs members of Congress, especially on the intelligence committees, and the way they inform them. And they want to make some laws that basically direct the executive, direct the president on how they select people who are supposed to be killed. Now, here's one aspect of it that I spoke to Dianne Feinstein about: collateral damage. When we try to kill terrorists, a lot of other people get killed too. She has been insistent that this information be public. Listen.
I am strongly of the view that collateral damage should be published. The government numbers should be published. I think this is an executive branch action pursuant to the AUMF. But as such, there ought to be, I think, a codified protocol which assures a decision-making process that takes place without abrogation of that process.
So, acronym alert, AUMF.
Authorized Use of Military Force, the very same that sent troops into Iraq back in 2003. We're still operating under it.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about what she said. If collateral damage is published and declassified, that sort of shames the White House into not making mistakes. But what about the process, which she alluded to there, of actually making the decision to go after individual people? That's different process for the White House, different for the military.
And you also heard Dianne Feinstein say something important there. I think this is an executive branch action. She is not in favor of taking this power away from the executive, away from the president. In a way, she's saying, I think that this kind of targeting that has become so controversial is appropriate. But here's another part of this debate, John, and you just alluded to it. Should the CIA be doing this with their Predator drones and Hellfire missiles, or is this in the war on terror primarily a military action? Should the Pentagon be doing this? Here's where there's some disagreement. First, listen to Feinstein, then we'll move on to John McCain, who disagrees with her. Here's Feinstein on who should be doing this targeted killing.
We watch the intelligence aspect of the drone program, those that are used by the intelligence agency, very carefully. Literally, dozens of inspections following the intelligence, watching the agency exercise patience and discretion specifically to prevent collateral damage. The military program has not done that nearly as well. I think that's fact. I think we even hit our own base once. So I would have to really be convinced that the military would carry it out that way.
Now, that's Dianne Feinstein saying that she doesn't necessarily want any drone program moved in toto over to the Pentagon because the CIA has the intelligence. The CIA knows what they're targeting, and the military's intelligence isn't quite as good. Now, John McCain, of course, is over on the Armed Services Committee. He would like to see much more of this function moved over to the Pentagon. He said the oversight of the Pentagon is much better. But then there's a whole other issue if the Pentagon is more involved. Should some of this, some of these decisions, John, go to what's called a drone court? A lot of people on Capitol Hill have said we should have a court for this, like the FISA courts that ruled on warrantless wiretapping to rule when the president wants to kill a suspected terrorist with a drone. Maybe a court should rule on that, even if it's in the military. Well, here's what John McCain thinks about that idea.
Because you don't want to turn it over to a court. That's not the way you should go about things. Responsibility for the military rests with the Department of Defense and the oversight committees.
It's a little disingenuous, though. There are these FISA courts. There's a long tradition of legal authority in military decisions of all kinds. But, you know, I sense some horse trading here. Republicans and the White House might get together on all of this, and that could have some other implications, Todd.
Yeah, they might. And really what you're seeing, John, is a core of the national security establishment. Feinstein, McCain, Obama, Boehner. They're really not so very far apart on this. Remember Rand Paul out on the Senate floor filibustering the drone program? There are a lot of new Republicans. You could call them Tea Party, conservatives, libertarians. They weren't around 5 years ago. They're around now. Here's Justin Amash. He's a new guy. He's a congressman from Michigan, sympathizer with Rand Paul, sort of explaining the difference now between people like him and the military establishment in Congress.
There's certainly a huge appetite among grassroots Republicans to do that, and a lot of the members who have been recently elected. But I think there's still hesitation at the top because there's a large portion of the Republican conference that believes firmly in the drone policies that the Obama administration has been pushing because they mirror the drone policies that President Bush presumably would have pushed.
Republican Justin Amash, a congressional representative on the drone program and the politics of drones in Congress. So, Todd, thanks a lot. That interview with Dianne Feinstein will be on our website, thetakeaway.org. Is that correct?
We'll have 10 minutes, John, on guns and on the drone program. Lots of detail in there.
All right, Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.
We want to thank all of you for the comments that you've given us on work-life balance, your strategies, your advice. You can give us your take at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Post to our site, thetakeaway.org. Text the word START to 69866, and we'll text you a question each day. Standard message rates apply, but you can be a part of the next day's program. And next time on the program, we're talking about an upcoming Bach marathon in New York, all Bach, nothing but Bach, 24/7. You know, there are a lot of artists that could fill days with music. We want to know what musician could you listen to for hours or days on end. You know how to reach us. I'm John Huckaberry. This is The Takeaway.